at the National Farm Machinery Show. With me is Anna Lee Peek, who's a senior at Auburn University, and we had her come by here to help us out a little bit and learn a little bit more about what we do at ZimCom New Media and AgWired and Precision Pays and our various websites. And Anna Lee, why don't you tell us first a little bit about yourself?
Well, I grew up in North Alabama on a diversified row crop operation. We grew predominantly cotton, but my dad quit farming when I was about 13, and he now sells used farm equipment. But I had thankfully grown up for 13 years of my life on a farm, and so I have a deep appreciation and love for agriculture, which motivated me to start farming last year a little bit on my own.
What are you studying at Auburn?
My degree is in agricultural communications, so I want to help tell the story of agriculture, and so I'm currently looking for employment upon graduation in May, and so I'm looking for a job where I can have a part in doing that.
And you've been highly motivated because you met Chuck a couple of years ago. You've been to the Ag Chat conference and learned a lot about social media. You have your own blog. And tell us a little bit about why you're so interested in social media and why you think that's going to help you in the communications field in agriculture.
Well, I definitely think that it's here to stay, so I feel like it's important that I understand it. And I want to come to events like this because this is the best place to learn. Learning by doing really is. I mean, we can learn a lot in the classroom at Auburn, and I'm thankful for my education from there, but this is where I can get some of my best practical experiences by actually getting out and working with social media and attending conferences and meeting people that are in the same profession.
Well, it's been nice to have you here. I wish we could have had you here longer, but of course the weather interfered with that a little bit. So, but you've been out on the floor at National Farm Machinery Show here and taking pictures and doing some interviews. And what have you learned today?
Well, I've definitely learned that the agriculture industry never ceases to amaze me. Technology is continuing to change and to get even better, and there's a lot of great people in agriculture, and I've got to meet a lot of them through my role today.
Well, now, what would be your, I know we talked a little bit about this last night at dinner, but ideally, what would you like to do for your career path?
Ooh. Well, you know, it's funny. There's a lot of things that I haven't got to try yet, but as of right now, I think I could see myself doing some sort of agricultural public relations at some point. Like, that's kind of where I feel like I'm motivated to work in that kind, working with consumers especially. I really enjoy that, and trying to make the very complex seeming concepts very simple for people who aren't from a farm background so that they can understand.
Well, as far as besides your education, you've also done some internships and some other work outside of the classroom, right?
Yes. Aside from my farming that I do on the side, I also this summer went up to South Dakota and did an internship. So I got to really get to live and experience another part of the country that's, of course, very different from the Deep South. And so that was a great experience. But then also taking opportunities at Auburn to even do things like working in chicken processing plants and catching chickens in chicken houses. And, you know, that's something I don't have to do as a job per se, but I have that knowledge and I've actually done it before. And that'll be really helpful to me, I feel like, as I get ready to enter the workforce.
And you've been able to do some freelance writing as well.
Yes, I've done the Alabama Farmers Co-op has given me a great opportunity to do some writing for them on a monthly basis, and that has been an excellent opportunity to get to learn and to get out and meet people all over the state and to learn about their operations and what they do and to write about it. So that's been a great experience.
And you have a pretty nice little camera. You've taken a couple hundred pictures here for us, and And you're also helping to expand your expertise in photography.
Yes. This is great. I'm taking a community education type photography class right now just to learn to better how to use my camera. And getting to put some of the things I've learned into practice this week has been great. So my teacher will be very happy.
Well, that's good. And I think you have a good eye. That's the most important thing. It doesn't matter how good your camera is. If you don't have a good eye for composition, it doesn't matter. And you have to be aggressive, too. You have to be able to get different angles. And I think you've done a really good job at that. Anything else you'd like to add, Anna?
No, ma'am. Thank you so much for having me. And I've really enjoyed this opportunity to work with y'all and to be here at the National Farm Machinery Show.
And we're gonna have all this information on our website. But Anna is graduating in May. And her email address is annaleepeek@gmail.com. And she's also on Twitter. At Anna Lee Peek.
My blog is AL from AL.com. Anna Lee from Alabama.
Hey, I like that. All right. Very good. Well, thank you very much, Anna. And we are sure that you have a great future in this industry. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.